presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Marginal Revolution.
January 21st, 1019 America, New York. Will Milei succeed in Argentina? I give him a 30-40% chance, which is perhaps generous because I am rooting for him. Brian Kaplan, who is more optimistic, offers some analysis and estimates that Milei needs to close a fiscal gap of about 5% of GDP.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 21st, 7 o'clock America, New York. Tired of chicken yet? The restaurant industry bets the answer is no. Americans are inundated with fried chicken, chicken wings, crispy chicken, and the biggest restaurant chains think they can stomach more. Even burger giants are putting more chicken on the menu. Copyright. Photo illustration. Emil Lendiv, The Wall Street Journal, iStock.
Global Economy.
January 21st, 7 o'clock America, New York. What will the ECB say about the timing of interest rate cuts? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 21st, 5:30 America, New York. Boeing snafus add new risks to 2024 production goals. Financial analysts have lowered their forecasts in the wake of Alaska Airlines accident and investigations into the plane maker's manufacturing. Copyright. Ellen M. Banner, Press Pool.
New York Times Business. January 21st, 5:01 America, New York, where textile mills thrived, remnants battle for survival. Apparel makers in the Carolinas say trade policy must change because of a boom in tariff-free shipments to U.S. consumers from foreign manufacturers. Cotton fields in front of Enfield Cotton Ginnery in Enfield, NC, which cleans hundreds of bales of cotton for farmers in the surrounding community.
New York Times Business. January 21st, 5 o'clock America, New York. The hottest buzzword in wellness seeps into real estate. Communities certified as Blue Zones, a concept that promotes healthy living and longevity, are multiplying, but some wonder if the movement is just another gimmick. Copyright. Gessie Schilling for the New York Times.
Daily FX Market News. January 21st, 1 o'clock America, New York. U.S. dollar forecast. Euro, USD, USD, JPY, USD, CAD and AUD. USD's path tied to US PCE. This article examines the fundamental and technical outlook for the US dollar, focusing on major FX pairs such as EUR, USD, USD, JPY, USD, CAD and AUD, USD. Marginal Revolution.
January 21st, 021 America, New York, boosting fertility by subsidizing childbearing for young women. From Vidya Mahambre. Several countries have grappled with a long-standing dilemma, how to reverse the trend of falling fertility rates. In 2019, 81 countries had fertility rates below the population replacement threshold.
Global Economy.
January 21st, 0:00 America, New York. Recruiter slump points to jobs market stasis, not crash. Shrinking workforces and need for new skills point to long-term bull market in talent.
Global Economy.
January 21st, 0:00 America, New York. European manufacturers and retailers face chaotic period after Red Sea attacks. Rerouting of container ships has disrupted supply chains, increasing travel times and transport costs.
Global Economy.
January 21st, 0:00 America, New York. Steel, GDP and skepticism over China's data. Surprising statistics deepen doubts about official measures of activity in the world's second-largest economy.
Global Economy.
January 21st, 0:00 America, New York. Transferring frozen Russian reserves to Ukraine is elegant justice. Western allies of the nation are overstating the fears and failing to truly recognize the benefits.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 20th, 2100 America, New York. One city and three retailers tried to fight shoplifting. The stores closed anyway. Portland, Oregon, officials and retail executives spent months debating how to tamp down thefts and address quality of life issues. Copyright. Emil Lendiv, The Wall Street Journal, iStock.
BBC News Business.
January 20th, 1937 America, New York. Red Sea, scary, for ship's crews, says captain. the captain of a vessel in the Red Sea shares his concerns about the Houthi attacks on shipping.